St. John was in my rose garden. The milky rays of moonlight reflected against his hair and bathed him in an eerie glow. As I glanced out my window and watched him pick one of my red roses, I felt anger slowly winding up my body. St. John should have been out sparring with his men, training them for the battle, not playing the role of gardener. I strode out of my bedroom doors, onto my balcony that overlooked the manicured garden, and was about to yell at him to get back to his men when I caught sight of someone darting out from the shadows of Pelham Manor. She was wearing a cloak that obscured her face, but somehow I knew who it was. Jolie. At her appearance, St. John smiled, and once she was directly before him, he pushed the hood from her face, the moon's rays highlighting her blonde hair. I felt my stomach turn. Why was she meeting St. John in the cover of darkness? And why the cloak? What was the secrecy about? Feeling as if I couldn't move, I merely watched them. Watched as St. John offered her the rose he'd pilfered from my garden, and she accepted it with a demure smile. As soon as she touched it, though, she pulled away. She held her hand out before her, and I could see the velvet crimson of her blood contrast against the paleness of her hand. My pulse began pounding, causing a headache in my temples. I wanted to scream at her to get away from him, that she was bleeding and he was a vampire. But I found I had no voice. I opened my mouth and nothing came out. Thinking I could jump over the balcony and use magic to soften my landing, I attempted to do so but found my feet rooted in place. I couldn't speak, and I couldn't move. And I didn't even have the wherewithal to wonder why. Instead, I was transfixed by the sight of the two of them. All I could do was look on helplessly as St. John took Jolie's finger and sucked it, throwing his head back in ecstasy as the flavor of her blood hit his tongue. "Jolie, get away from him!" I thought the words, our mental connection the final opportunity I had of reaching her. But she never turned to face me, never broke away from the vampire. Instead, she allowed him to drink from her, allowed him her finger, allowed him to enjoy her. "Jolie!" I screamed inwardly again, but as with the first time, nothing. Was she under his spell? Had he somehow managed to bewitch her again? Had my charm not worn off? I pushed against the invisible shackles that kept me in place, but realized I wasn't going anywhere. I was stuck. I painstakingly brought my eyes back to the visual of Jolie and St. John and felt the breath catch in my throat. St. John had untied her cloak and it dropped to her ankles. Beneath the cloak, she was naked. The rays from the moon delineated every line of her body, the way her small waist flared into her hips, which tapered into her long and beautiful legs. Her back was toward me, and I could barely pull my gaze from her plump and shapely rear. She was just so beautiful, so feminine, so helpless when under St. John's power.